We've seen improvements around children's health insurance coverage thanks to public plans like Maryland's Children's Health Insurance Program. But there's still a lot of kids in America who have inadequate coverage. Doug Lent from Maryland Family Network is here today. Doug, help us make sense of all of this.
I'm not sure I can make it make sense, but I can give some more detail. Columbia University says that 1 in 5 children in the United States have inadequate health insurance. That's consistent with our own research when we asked parents in Maryland about their top financial concerns. They said childcare was number 1, but healthcare was number 2.
It shouldn't be like that. What do experts mean when they say inadequate health insurance?
That means the family's insurance either has high out-of-pocket costs, a child can't see the doctors that they need, or coverage doesn't meet the child's particular medical needs. You may be surprised to learn that inadequate coverage is higher among kids on commercial insurance plans like the ones we get through an employer versus public programs.
I mean, seeing the doctor and being able to treat your child is the absolute minimum we can expect from health insurance. But sometimes that isn't even happening.
It's true. And while inadequate care is more common for private insurance users, gaps or lengths of time where children go without any coverage are more common for publicly insured children. When that happens, those kids get behind in things like wellness visits and vaccines.
So I have to ask the question, how did COVID impact this?
We saw more children with health care during the pandemic, thanks to public investments. But we also saw fewer kids going to the doctor out of fear of the virus in 2020 and 2021. But now those investments are drying up and lots of families are actually losing coverage.
So it sounds like more needs to be done to protect against high out-of-pocket costs, make sure that provider networks can meet children's needs, and we keep up outreach to marginalized communities. Thanks, Doug. This is great information.